Part 4.
Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Look at the questions. An example is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
Nice computer. Is it new?
Yes, I'm really pleased with it. And you know, I've just read an article in the news about how the company that made it, Dell, is now carbon neutral. I'm so proud of that.
Dell is carbon neutral? Really? What exactly do they mean by carbon neutral? Did the article say that, Bruce?
It did. Carbon neutral means the company has no carbon footprint. It releases no carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Companies do this by choosing to use energy from renewable sources rather than fossil fuels, by becoming more energy efficient, and also by balancing any absolutely necessary carbon dioxide emissions with other beneficial activities so that their total net carbon dioxide emissions come to zero.
You mean like planting trees?
Yeah, that's right.
Hmm.
You sound sceptical, Hannah.
Yeah, I am.
But why?
Well, I've read a lot about this lately. It's an interest of mine. But what I've learned is there's some real problems with the claims a lot of companies are making.
Really? They're lying?
Not really lying, and I don't know about Dell specifically either. How did they calculate how much carbon dioxide they were emitting and so needed to offset?
They added up all the energy use of their factories, you know, boilers, machines, lights and all that. And also the daily commuting and business flights of their employees.
But what about the suppliers of parts they use to make the computers? What about distribution of all their computers to the stores where they're sold? Those must be huge sources of carbon emission.
No, they don't count that. How could they? They can't control it. It's up to the distributing and supplying companies.
Yeah, but still, that's part of the carbon cost of the computer.
I see your point.
And how do they offset the carbon dioxide they produce?
They purchase carbon credits. It's a great idea. They give money to projects that collect energy from renewable resources, like wind farms. Surely there's nothing wrong with this. It seems to benefit everybody.
Well, actually, unless the projects wouldn't have happened without the money coming from the carbon credits, companies like Dell are not actually causing any more carbon to be removed from the atmosphere when they buy the carbon credits.
But they're supporting companies that are preventing carbon from being emitted in the first place.
Sure, they do make the renewable projects a bit more profitable, but they're not changing anything or adding anything new. Blimey, I sound like a real grump, don't I?
Yes, you do, actually. I'm starting to feel bad about my computer purchase now.
Nice computer. Is it new?
Yes, I'm really pleased with it. And you know, I've just read an article in the news about how the company that made it, Dell, is now carbon neutral. I'm so proud of that.
Dell is carbon neutral? Really? What exactly do they mean by carbon neutral? Did the article say that, Bruce?
It did. Carbon neutral means the company has no carbon footprint. It releases no carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Companies do this by choosing to use energy from renewable sources rather than fossil fuels, by becoming more energy efficient, and also by balancing any absolutely necessary carbon dioxide emissions with other beneficial activities so that their total net carbon dioxide emissions come to zero.
You mean like planting trees?
Yeah, that's right.
Hmm.
You sound sceptical, Hannah.
Yeah, I am.
But why?
Well, I've read a lot about this lately. It's an interest of mine. But what I've learned is there's some real problems with the claims a lot of companies are making.
Really? They're lying?
Not really lying, and I don't know about Dell specifically either. How did they calculate how much carbon dioxide they were emitting and so needed to offset?
They added up all the energy use of their factories, you know, boilers, machines, lights and all that. And also the daily commuting and business flights of their employees.
But what about the suppliers of parts they use to make the computers? What about distribution of all their computers to the stores where they're sold? Those must be huge sources of carbon emission.
No, they don't count that. How could they? They can't control it. It's up to the distributing and supplying companies.
Yeah, but still, that's part of the carbon cost of the computer.
I see your point.
And how do they offset the carbon dioxide they produce?
They purchase carbon credits. It's a great idea. They give money to projects that collect energy from renewable resources, like wind farms. Surely there's nothing wrong with this. It seems to benefit everybody.
Well, actually, unless the projects wouldn't have happened without the money coming from the carbon credits, companies like Dell are not actually causing any more carbon to be removed from the atmosphere when they buy the carbon credits.
But they're supporting companies that are preventing carbon from being emitted in the first place.
Sure, they do make the renewable projects a bit more profitable, but they're not changing anything or adding anything new. Blimey, I sound like a real grump, don't I?
Yes, you do, actually. I'm starting to feel bad about my computer purchase now.
That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.